Well, I find it incredibly difficult to talk about my faith because much of the time I find myself at odds with the church and with church doctrine. But when Sharon said, would I do this, I was persuaded to do it. I was brought up in the Anglican Church. Our parish church was the Temple Church in London, now better known for its role in Dan Brown's thriller, The Da Vinci Code. Rob and I were married in that church. We took time away from active participation in worship, but our children came along, and as many of you know, Michael and Catherine grew up in this church. But despite the love and strength of my family, and despite the loving community here in St. Catherine's and in other North Shore churches, there are things about the Anglican Church which bother me. They bother me in different ways and in different times. And more I feel a closer sense of spirituality in nature, in the forest, by a river, or at the ocean. So what are some of the things that I take issue with? To me, our Anglican traditions are so traditional. The words of our hymns and liturgy, in many cases, do not fit with the life of the 21st century. The mainstream creeds are silent about the life of Jesus, about what he did and what we should do as followers of Christ. I think our liturgy should focus on the New Testament, particularly the Gospels, augmented by more contemporary readings. I understand the need for studying the Hebrew Bible, but it is no way to introduce newcomers to Christianity. And I don't understand why the Anglican Church doesn't fully embrace an open table for communion, welcoming all. We do here, but many other churches do not. My faith has been deeply influenced by people and books. Jack Spong, who preached here in the 1990s at the invitation of John Mash, was one. And Bishop Spong's books and his life are an inspiration to me. Our former deacons, Laurel Dykstra and the late Andrew Willem Boyles, galvanized me into action about the environment. Michael Ingham and his book, Mansions of the Spirit, influenced my thinking about Christianity and its relationship to other spiritual traditions. And finally, Richard Wagamese, the late great Ojibwe writer, who lived here in BC until his death in 2007, his books, One Story, One Song, Medicine Walk, and Starlight, are amazing pieces of spiritual literature. My faith has also been influenced by music here at St. Catherine's, where it is so good, and particularly with our small, joyful voice group, which gives me such spiritual joy. So here I am, a lot of questions, a lot of contradictions. What guides my faith? I believe in following the teachings and the example of Jesus. I believe that Jesus leads me to an awareness of the sacred and the oneness of all life. I believe there is only one God, and God is in us, is with us here, now, and at all times. I believe that my actions are more significant than the words I am invited to recite. I believe that I must stand up and do my best to protect the health and integrity of planet Earth, and that I must strive for justice and peace every day of my life. I don't live in expectation of what is to come. I try to live my life today and to the best of my ability. I mess up every day, but the grace of God is that I can always start afresh every day.